SPLA spokesman Colonel Philip Aguirre says the fighting erupted in Konkon, a 2 hours walk about 8 kilometers from Pibor town.
Yesterday, when the SPLA forces were moving from Pibor toward Konkon, they were ambushed by forces of militia Yao Yao. The ambush was dispersed and broken by the SPLA forces, and the SPLA continued to Konkon. 28 of the militia were found on the ground, and 3 RPG-7 anti-tank guns were captured.
RPGs are rocket-propelled grenades. Aguirre says the wounded SPLA soldiers were transported to Pibor town for treatment. Last year, the SPLA reported killing at least 20 rebels during fighting in Pibor County. This week's military action against Yao Yao militiamen comes about 4 weeks after more than 100 civilians and 15 SPLA soldiers were killed during an attack in Akobo County, an attack authorities say was carried out by Yao Yao's rebels. 2 weeks ago, the rebels pledged to respond to a government call for peace. Despite recent government's effort to settle the conflict peacefully, Aguirre says the army believes the rebel attacks in Jonglei State will only stop if Yao Yao and his men are taken down by force.
The SPLA had the role to secure Pibor County. Pibor County, out of 11 counties of Jonglei, is the only county that had a problem with the presence of Khartoum-supported militiamen. And the SPLA had a role to clear the area and provide safety and security for the civil population and for the civil administration function normally. All the effort to bring him into the conciliation have failed. The only way is to fight him.
Pibor County Commissioner Joshua Konyi confirmed the clashes between the SPLA and Yao Yao's rebels. He supports military operations against the rebels.
There have been several trials to bring him to peace, but I can see that it's not working because he is a rebel. Perhaps he needs the use of guns, not peace. We have tried several times for a peaceful solution, but he refused. I hope that he will understand with the language of the gun.
Efforts to reach Yao Yao's spokesman by phone failed. His phone appeared to be switched off. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.